57 0057.
BBC Sussex.
12 minutes to 8 o'clock. BBC Sussex, Neil Pringle here. Today was meant to be a big day of commemoration for the merchant seamen who lost their lives in the First World War. 17,000 seamen died in the First World War, and a row over road closures seems to have been the cause of the cancellation. It was supposed to be a big parade in London and a service there as well, but the City of London refused to close the stretch of road near the memorial because they say they hadn't been notified in time. Chichester-based Shipwrecked Mariners Society were involved. Their Commodore Malcolm Williams is with us now. Hello, Malcolm.
Good morning, Neil.
This is all very unfortunate, isn't it? I think Tower Hamlets said they weren't contacted in time. Do you think that rules could have been bent here?
Well, if I can just correct, Tower Hamlets were very supportive of the whole thing and didn't have a problem. It was the City of London.
Oh, it was City of London, was it? Okay.
The corporation had a difficulty with it.
Okay. And, what was your reaction when you heard that they couldn't shut the road?
Well, I think sort of the triumph of bureaucratic process over what should have been an important event to commemorate the contribution of the merchant navy and the fishing fleets to World War One.
Right. Now, I think it's important that we just talk a little bit about that. How significant was the contribution for those people who aren't as up on their First World War history as they need to be? What was the contribution?
Well, by May 1917, British warehouses had only 6 weeks' supply of food left. And so it was not just a question of supplying that food to keep us going, but also munitions, raw materials for manufacturing things, the exporting of manufactured goods, which was still going on. And in due course, towards the end, bringing in over 1 million American troops. So the contribution of the merchant navy and the fishing fleets was absolutely fundamental.
And a lot of those boats were lost?
Yes, I mean, over 3,000 merchant ships and fishing vessels were lost, and as you said, over 17,000 lives.
Wow. Put that in context with what has been an inability to shut a road. I suspect some people in your society find this hard to stomach.
Yes, not just us, but all those involved in doing it, which included Trinity House, the UK Chamber of Shipping, the Commonwealth War Graves Commission. It's all really rather unfortunate.
I mean, I'm sure the City of London will say that actually if the organisers had followed the planning guidelines, then this could have gone ahead. They don't have any problem with the event itself.
No, I'm sure they don't. But it was unfortunate that because there was no formal plan to commemorate the contribution of the merchant navy and the fishing fleets, which was the responsibility of the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, we had to play a bit of a catch-up game. And it was only late in the day, in fact, 12 weeks and 2 days before today, that we were notified that Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal would represent the Queen as the Master of the Merchant Navy and the Fishing Fleets, which we were all delighted at. But it was only then that the security planning could take place, and that involved closing the road around Trinity Square Garden.
Right, with 12 weeks notice.
And 12 weeks notice is required.
And that's not enough?
No, they were just in transit.
I think I could organise a plan to shut most of London in 12 weeks. I mean, this is frankly ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, it really is. This is pathetic little-mindedness getting in the way of something which is far more important. What about local commemorations then, Malcolm? Are you able to do those?
Well, I'm sure they have gone on in various parts of the country, but I think it's rather unfortunate that there isn't a national event to focus people's minds on the contribution of the merchant navy and the fishing fleets to World War One, which was absolutely crucial.
Thank you very much, Steve, for coming on. Commodore Malcolm Williams there from the Shipwrecked Mariners Society.